This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the inhabitants of Yakub.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yakub seemed like it's going to be like it's backwards.
Yeah. Or something. Bucky. Oh,
it's,
no. Yeah,
it's Bucky, the inhabitants of Bucky. Bouquet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week, not a lot going on this week.
No.
just letting you know.
Like, yeah. In advance. The trick to these Yakub guys is that they are just Yith, but with a lot less to them.
Yeah. Worse Yith.
Yeah.
And it's not like they grew up around Yith, you know, away from Yith, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like these are Lovecraft creation with a collaborator, but like,
yeah.
He just made himself a worse Yith, and the Yith know about him.
Yep.
the Yith are like, hey, who are these guys? Why they have to use a fucking cube?
Why are you biting our stees? Come on, man.
Yeah.
So.
Or a disc. They use discs.
Yes.
You know? So you get this Encarta CD-ROM that makes a fucking Yakubian transport you and interrogate you.
God, Encarta.
Oh, yeah.
I love the name of the story. Is this from The Challenge from Beyond?
The Challenge from Beyond is actually really cool. It's a like an Exquisite Corpse compilation of short stories.
Oh, yeah.
That like the whole Lovecraft coterie did.
Nice.
Together. It's not very good, but it is very cool in concept.
Right.
Yeah.
So what these are, it doesn't matter what these physically are. They're just worm creatures, you know, who just are on their own planet. What they have done is they have spread these cubes around. And whenever an intelligent creature looks into this cube, they are Mentok mind taken.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Their minds are put into the cloud on Yakub, and this alien worm creature swaps into the body for basically no reason other than to go feral and die.
Yeah. The body can't handle it. So eventually people revert to a bestial state because they can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
While this is happening, your brain is getting interrogated. And yeah. I wanted to know more about that.
Yes.
Like, what questions are you being asked by these Yakubians?
Yeah. Like, what is the lived experience of you being a different version of a brain in a jar?
Yeah. You know, because eventually they'd run out of stuff to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, how many questions do you think you got in you, Cole? Like, it's a really ridiculous number, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many questions can you answer is a really, really profoundly weird and strange and big number, but it's finite.
Yes.
You know, eventually in an eternity while your body was like fucking, you know, eating out a diaper on the interstate, like, eventually your brain would run out of stuff to say.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, most of my questions would be for them. Why did you take my body? What do you plan to do with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to know what it's like to live in this machine. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably doesn't, you know, if the Whisper in the Darkness taught us anything, you know, probably doesn't feel good, even though everyone says it feels good.
Right. But at least in the Whisper in the Darkness, you can be like, when you're not plugged in, you're not in agony. Like, there's just nothing, you know?
Yeah. If this feels really good, this would not be so. I don't think this is that bad of a prospect.
No.
Right? Like, if I was a brain in a jar with no body concerns, but there was just like a morphine button.
Yeah.
That I could, you know, just be like, I'll answer a question if you give me a one of these pellets.
Yes.
I think I could stand to be, you know, Yakubed into Kawaii Yakuba. Yakuba Kawaii. And just have them give me like a gachapon morphine tablet every time I answered a question.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you anything you want. Shit, I'll make stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give me the fucking tablet. Like, and it would just be, they just put the tablet in the jar. It'd be like an Alka-Seltzer.
This would be an even weirder version of the movie The Fall.
Yeah.
Where you just keep telling stories as long as they keep delivering morphine.
Like a better version, like Shahrazad, but fucking, you know, 1001 Arabian Nice.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.